Well, good evening, dear listener, coming to you this slightly thawed evening from the delights of beautiful downtown Tiverton, where you can probably hear the boy racers whizzing around the one-way system in the background. It was a very, very clean Clio, but that was about all the positivity you could say. Just shuttling between my mother's house and my sister's, which is about a mile's walk. It's quite a warm evening, relatively speaking, in that it's probably 5 degrees centigrade rather than minus 10. Very few people about. I think probably spent too much on Christmas and trying to keep the purse strings under control until New Year's Eve. But just walking past various pizzas and Indian takeaways, and there's a few people in each, so there are signs of life, but nothing overwhelming. Gaggle of people just released onto the street from the Ganges, and various jokes about taking them up the Ganges. Obviously we'll pass on over that. Moving underneath the Tiverton Christmas lights, of which there'll be a photo adjoining this boo, and they're quite tastefully done, I have to say. It's rather surprising to see pretty much every shop down the high street has a holder for a Christmas tree. Probably one in three of those is taken, and perhaps only one in three of those is actually lit. Maybe that's a sign of who's put their hand into the Christmas coffers, or contributed to the Christmas coffers, really. Therefore are getting the tree and the lights in direct relationship to their contribution. But just heading down to what is now laughingly called the Inn on the Green. No green to be seen for about a mile, but nonetheless, we in the family refer to it as the Ping and the Pong from Blackadder's of old, and more to follow on that when I can actually remember the story myself.